Penguin Random House Audio presents Off the Charts, The Hidden Lives and Lessons of American Child Prodigies by Anne Hulbert. Read for you by Kirsten Potter. Prologue. When is a boy not a boy? In the summer of 2005, a six-year-old named Mark Yu was eager to stump me as we stood in a hallway of the Colburn School of Music in Los Angeles before his cello and piano lessons began. An adorable little guy in a red Pacific Oaks Children's Center t-shirt and matching red socks, he was deep into his repertoire of riddles, awarding a point for every punchline I came up with. "When he turns into a store," I answered, after briefly debating whether to play dumb. Mark practically danced into his classroom, ignoring the requests of his cello teacher and his mother, Chloe Hui, that he please settle down. An hour later, after I heard him play Vivaldi's Concerto in G minor for two cellos on a quarter-size instrument several inches bigger than he was, another answer occurred to me: when he's a prodigy. During his next lesson, I watched Mark's tiny hands racing through Bach's Concerto in F minor for the piano. His bony shoulders moved with the music and the effort of producing remarkable clarity and phrasing, and I felt the full force of the riddle. As he slipped down from his booster seat on the piano bench, begging his teacher to let him tackle at least a part of Rachmaninoff's second piano concerto, I couldn't help wondering what he might actually turn into. Several months later, I watched as Mark became a poster boy for a mission to stop wasting our brightest young minds.